It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening or watching Davin's Den. Yes, the show that is better than one fish, two fish, red fish. Now nobody gets damn fish. Nobody gets any more fish. All the fish are canceled. We're better than that. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davincomedy.com, click live broadcast, or you can watch us on the Davin's Den page on Facebook. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Joe Curry. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. And Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Pip. On the show, we unveil our brand new segment, a fully loaded segment. It's going to take up the whole second period. There's so much there. Maybe you got a little taste of what the segment will be by the intro. Maybe you did. Definitely want to stick around. There'll be a lot of rage, a lot of ridiculousness. Rage and ridiculousness. Another good way to describe this show. But, yeah. And of course, we got Scamming Scammers. Last week, Fake Davin and Carolina drew closer. Feel good about the two kids. Started to plan another excursion, the two of them. Feel good. Feel good about it. Think it's going to work out well. Joe, Pip are negative influences, the anti-Cupids, if you will, but they're very bitter people. So, Fake Davin goes forward despite that. So a couple weeks ago, my daughter's out with her friend in town, and they're wearing their masks in town, and there's this woman with a dog. So they go over to pet the dog, right?
Seems right. Like.
The woman goes to them. She's like, you know, you're outside. You don't have to wear a mask. So my daughter ignores her. And my friend goes, well, you know, we'd rather be safe than sorry. Why make that commentary? Why does everything can't you just be happy that two teenagers are not causing problems? They're friendly girls. They're petting your dog. Why do you have to be the asshole that has to get on your soapbox and lecture your opinion about masks? Why?
Did she just say, well, you're outside. You don't have to wear a mask. Is that all she said?
Oh, I wasn't there, Joe. I wasn't there, but that...
But if that's all she said, she's just passing a comment. If she starts showing them that, you know, about her feelings about masks, then there's a problem.
But why make the comment? You got... When two kids pet your dog, you either say, no, he's aggressive, you know, he doesn't like to be pet, or you let them pet the dog, and maybe you talk about the dog. I've pet many a dog in my younger days as I was strolling along. Never was there a statement about a medical advice or politics. It was always geared around the dog. The dog
did
is the...
Did you do it around the COVID time when people had to wear masks?
No, I did it when people had common sense to focus on the affection somebody's giving your pet. Your pet, not every, just enjoy people loving on your dog.
But your daughter and her friend probably started petting the dog and she made a comment, you don't have to wear a mask outside.
Right, but why make the comment?
She wasn't scolding them.
I didn't say she was scolding them. I never said she was scolding. But why make the comment? There's no need. Why can't people just shut the fuck up? We talk about it all the time.
It's a simple comment. There's nothing wrong with the woman said. She's not telling them not to wear a mask. She's not telling them
you
to
still,
wear a mask. She's not telling them to wear a mask.
You still haven't answered why make the comment. That's what I'm saying. Well, like, why? That's my whole point. Why? Like, if somebody comes up to me, I'm not going to start talking about COVID about them or talking about politics about them. You know, if I'm petting a dog, I assure you it will not get political or masky, whether they're wearing a mask or not wearing a mask. I want to pet your dog. You have the right
to... I don't think the woman, that's the woman, it doesn't, from what you're saying about the story, it doesn't seem like that's woman, that's, come on, stupid, say what you want to say. It doesn't seem like it's that woman's intention.
Well, I mean, there's some sort of intention because these girls are teenage girls. They're not six-year-olds. They've made the decision that they want to wear the mask outside. This is a decision. Their parents are not around. This is the decision they've made. Why bring it into question? Why? That's my point. I didn't say she couldn't say it, but my point is, why say it? Why can't you just be in the moment and just make small talk about the dog? Because I've pet many a dog, like I said. When I was in high school, people would walk dogs. If they were friendly around the block, there'd be some I know, I'd come over and pet them. My neighbor has a great dog. If I was ever going to get a dog, I'd get my neighbor's new dog. I was never a dog person, but I really like my neighbor's dog. Who's a good boy? Whose tail? Exactly. Is that a K95? Who's Fauci? No, you pet the fucking dog. That's all it is. Just pet the. Does he like his belly rubbed? He does like his belly rubbed. He doesn't like his belly rubbed. Does he like his ear rubbed? Yes. How old is he? Those are the conversations people have when you're in your small town neighborhood petting the dog. That's all I'm saying. I didn't say she couldn't say it. I'm saying why. What is it within people?
Because we're at a point right now where, you know, with the vaccine, it looks like we might be at the end of the road. We're outside. And she just, it seems like this woman just made a passing comment.
I don't think the girls took it that way. I don't think the girls took it that way. And like I said, I didn't say she's not allowed to make the comment. It's a free country. She can say whatever she wants. Again, my point is why. We talk all the time about how politics and this and that infiltrate everything. Like I said, this is a point where you're in town, you see two teenagers not causing trouble, they're petting your dog. Why not just be in the moment? That's the problem with people, which is going to lead to what we talk to later. Always looking into things instead of just enjoying or just taking or just leaving. There always has to be more. That's the problem with us. That's all I'm saying.
There's some people that are like, there's an ad on TV now, and I cringed because I saw a little bit of myself in it, where there's a guy being led around, or people being led around in a store, and somebody walks by with blue hair, and they're like, we all see it.
Oh, we all see it. I know the commercial.
Don't say anything.
It's like
credit cards or something?
Is it credit cards or is it insurance?
I'm not sure.
It's the commercial where there's the older guy and he's trying to tell people not to do, like, you know, like, do we need a sign to say live, love, laugh? No, we don't need a sign to say live, love, laugh. It's that. I know what you're talking about. I don't remember. Yeah.
And it's just like people being led around through places and it's like, no, you don't work here. You don't have to do that. You know, like stop being a busybody. Stop, like, saying things that don't need to be said and everything, and I was like, oh God, that's me. Oh, you know, because my brother chastises me for going in public places and talking to strangers.
As he should.
And
I thought he was going to chastise you for going to public places.
As he should. Both very valid reasons to chastise Pip.
Well, there's plenty of reasons to chastise me, but I'm talking about pre-COVID.
Oh, well, I mean, pre-COVID, post-COVID, during COVID, I could come up with a whole laundry list.
Oh, hell, and you usually do.
I have three hours to squeeze it in.
My point is that, you know, there's this little voice that wants to tell people things that, it's like, they're adults, they know, just back off and shut up. And
You know what this woman opened herself up to? I understand the little voice. And the adult says, shut up, little voice. Let's just buy our stick of gum and get the hell out of here. You know what this woman opens herself up to? Well, ma'am. And like current Davin would say this if I was in one of those moods. Well, ma'am, I'm suffering from cancer. I'm currently going through chemo treatment and I'm very susceptible. So that's why me and my friend are wearing the mask. And then what do you say? Oh,
Why can't we just say, well, we still feel comfortable wearing the masks even though we're outside? It, you know, like I said, I don't feel like this woman was picking. She just sounds like she just made a comment.
Right, I know, Joe. Joe, you keep saying that. You keep saying that. And again, I'm not saying she couldn't make the comment. But again, my point is, why? Why do you need... Why, when people are petting your dog that you don't know...
Because you would think, when did this happen? Did it happen today? Did it happen the other day?
A couple weeks ago. A week or two ago.
A couple weeks ago. It's nice. You want to get some fresh air. You're outside. Maybe you don't want, you don't have to wear the mask in a certain situation. She might have made it on that. I don't think.
Well.
I feel like I said, I'm just speculating.
Joe, they're not in an empty park. They're on the busy avenue. So you're walking by people all the time. So actually wearing a mask in that scenario is not the worst. I tend to not wear a mask when I'm outside, but if I'm going to be constantly passing people, the guidance is to wear a mask. So it's not like we're strolling along in a dog park and this happened and there's nobody here but dogs. I mean, and if you're on a busy avenue, chances are you're going inside and outside, because there's stores. I don't know what the girls were doing, but it's certainly in the realm of possibility.
You don't know what the girls were doing? What kind of parent are you?
A terrible one.
And it's certainly in the realm of possibility that she just was making a comment, too. So, you know, it's without your daughter or your friend, you know, actually saying what exactly she said in the tone she said it, it's really, you know, you really can't make a statement on that. I don't think the woman was wrong. She just made a comment.
Would you make a comment? Would you make a comment if you were walking a dog, let's put it in your world? So you're outside, you're feeding deer. A couple of girls come by, teenage girls. They don't know about the restraining order. They say, "Hey, Mister, can we, you know, whatever." There's no cops around. You're feeling frisky.
I'm sitting here going, "Why would there be a restraint? Really? I'm gonna hit this motherfucker."
The deer.
It's taking that long to get to you, motherfucker.
Because the deer have complained, Joe.
Plus, I don't have the van with me. I have corn. I don't have candy. I'm, you know, in a very disadvantage.
This is a creep that brings cracked corn with him.
but these two kids come up to you, boys or girls, whatever they are. They see you feeding corn. Teenagers go, "Hey, can I feed the deer too?" You're either going to say yeah or no. Are you going to start waxing poetic one way or the other about masks? No!
If you're feeding the deer and going, "Ah, you're outside, you don't have to wear a mask." If you're just passing a comment, you know, then that's fine.
Then you've lost the ability to have small talk.
You're taking a lot more of this than there really is.
It's like I said, it's not a big deal, but it does show you how our society is now. Everybody has to comment on everything instead of just appreciating the dog.
No, believe me. Look, I go with public. I think one of the funniest things I do is if I'm looking at something and somebody comes up and goes, "Hey, yeah, that's on sale. It's a really good," and I just walk away without saying a word while they're in mid sentence. Is about the rudest and funniest fucking thing you could ever do. So this is coming from me. I mean, the woman just passed a simple comment. But right, it's not nice, but it's funny.
You know? I don't know.
I'm not the queen of the maid, but if you're just passing a simple comment and leaving it at that, you know, it's your opinion on, you know, where we are with masks.
Right, exactly, Joe. That's my point. Thank you. That's it. It's your opinion on where we are wearing masks. And I'm saying this is not the petting the dog scenario in the middle of town is not the with two teenage girls is not the forum for masks. That's my point, Joe. That's all I'm saying. Not that she can't say it. Not that she needs to be flogged for saying it. But why would you say it?
But it seems like the woman is making small talk. They're petting the dog, whatever.
Then if she's making, if that's her small talk, I'm guessing her only friend is the fucking dog. If that is your small talk, you don't do well with human beings.
Maybe that could be, but I think you're getting bent out of shape.
I'm not bent out of shape at all. I'm not bent out of shape at all. But nobody, but you finally answered because she wanted to give an opinion, and that's my point.
And that's all she did. She she gave an opinion on
right.
it. She didn't chastise them.
But Joe,
your daughter responded, "We feel better wearing a mask." She didn't say that was nonsense. She just made a simple comment.
But that's my point. People need to learn.
If you were walking down the street. And there was no interaction. You were just walking down the street, and the woman said, "You're not wearing a, you know, you don't have to wear a mask. You're outside. Shut your face. Mind your business." But then he had an interaction with this woman, and she was just probably making small talk while they were petting the dog.
Well, I'll tell you, Joe. The fact that I know about it, because I wasn't there. The fact that I know about it tells me that in some way this bothered the girls. Because if it didn't register with them, I wouldn't know about it. So apparently something in the way this woman said it irritated to them on some level.
That could be if she said it in a certain way. Yeah, but you know, I'm just going with the certain fact. I mean, if she said it obnoxiously or whatever, yeah, she's got a hell of a lot of nerve. If she's just making a passing comment, then who cares? So I mean, who knows? It's whatever happened in that situation. So, you know, either you're getting bent at it, you know.
But you also have to take this into mind. So these seem to, if masks are your big issue, that it's your small talk thing, these girls seem somewhat laid back that even though they're wearing masks, apparently this woman is not wearing a mask. So the masking thing is not at the front of their head. So they're not, they're not judging this woman for not wearing a mask. They just want to pet the dog. So again, there's no need. It's not like the girls were judging this woman walking by. Hey,
did she say before you can pet the dog, you got to take the mask off? Did she say something like that?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I think the kids were just petting the dog. She's just trying to make small talk, and she said, from what I'm getting from the story. I mean,
but here's the thing.
A totally different story on the tone she might have had if she repeated herself, if she admonished them. You know, that's a different story. But from what I'm being delivered right now, this is what I'm thinking.
But the problem is, masks, for stupidity's sake, are controversial in this country, even though they should not be. They shouldn't be. Like, I was thinking about this today when I was walking and there was no dogs around. I was by myself and I was maskless. I was thinking about this. I was thinking about these, like, anti-maskers and everything. And they'll, like, pull up these videos of, like, the doctor that says masks don't do anything, even though the vast majority of the medical community says they do. So these people are the one that go, you know, 4 out of 5 dentists say that, you know, brushing with Crest, you know, reduces plaque and tartar. These are the people that will seek out the other dentists and go, well, I'm not going to brush with Crest. I found a dentist that tells me to brush with whipped cream, and that's what I'm going to do. I mean, that's what these people are. They go searching all over YouTube to find the one that makes them feel better and live the lifestyle. That's what these people are doing. And so that might be my act if I ever work.
So you're putting this woman in with that crowd?
No, I'm not. I'm not. But what I'm saying is, giving her opinion on masks seems to me that it was very important when you have these two girls walking up to this woman who presumably does not have a mask, wanting to pet their dog. It's not like they saw the woman without the mask and walked on the other side of the road because they didn't want her to breathe on them. These are two girls that are somewhat laid back for their own reasons. You know nothing about them. They're wearing a mask in public, and you feel the need to give your opinion. Like I said, she can, but why? Why would you?
I think she just made the comment in passing, and you're thinking that she had it whipped out the soapbox and jumped right up.
Well, like I said, Joe, the fact that I know about it,
we don't know.
Well, Joe, it's not like my daughter comes home and tells me everything that happened in the day. It's not like my daughter comes home and tells me anything that happened during the day. My daughter is very quiet. How was your day? Okay, that's the conversation. That's Monday. Have any homework? That's Tuesday. So the fact that I know this tells me in some way, at the least, it struck the girls as odd. At the worst, it irritated them.
As much as you saw something was out of thoughts, did you question her? Did you ask her, well, what did she say? What kind of tone did she say it in?
I asked my daughter. I go, what'd you say? She goes, I ignored her. I go, and what'd your friend Millie say? Millie said, well, you know, we like to be safe than sorry. Something to that effect. That was...
No, done.
Right, exactly. But you're missing the point, Joe. I'm not chastising this woman, but it reveals something today in our society where whatever the controversial thing is, whether it be politics, race, religion, policing, masks, vaccines, in completely inappropriate situations where it's not necessary to talk about that, a lot of us, and sometimes I'm guilty of it, feel compelled to talk about that. That is the point.
First of all, you don't know that woman felt that way. You don't know the tone the woman said it, and you don't know how the woman said it. You don't know if she meant it to be in a soapbox stance as much as I think it might have been in a passing way. We don't know enough, but you want to label it that way, and you want to get it.
Well, yeah, Joe, I do. I do, because there's no reason to bring up masks. There's no just like there's no reason in Idaho to bring your 5-year-old to a mask burning thing outside.
But you're putting it in that context of that people. A mass burn, it wasn't a mass burning thing. The woman was walking in the door. Your daughter and her friend walked up, and she made a comment about the mask. You don't have to wear a mask because you're outside. Your daughter is extremely and highly intelligent young lady, and she and her friend can make up their own mind and would have a perfectly good answer to say back to her.
Well, I would say she's doing two things. First of all, she's undermining the girl's decision to wear a mask, and these are teenagers, and she might be undermining her parents' decision, because maybe the parents say, hey, listen, if you're going to go into town, you got to wear a mask. Even outside? Yes, even outside. And we've had that conversation depending where she is and how close she is.
And fine. Then just give that answer.
But Joe, that's my point. That's my point. In some way, this woman is getting on a soapbox and undermining because for some reason for cock the country, it's controversial and everybody has an opinion on it.
If she carried on, well, she said, oh, you're outside, you have to wear a mask. If she carried on, then it's silly to wear a mask. Then she is. But if she just made a passing comment, she just made a passing comment, and immediately you're lumping her into this lunatic fringe.
No, she's not. Know? No, I'm not lumping her into that.
So much out of this, you really are.
No, not at all. Not at all. I'm lumping her in to people that need to comment on everything and feel compelled to constantly give their opinion when it's not warranted.
You know, she comments on everything. You're going to go to her house and hide outside and see what she says on the phone?
I'm guaranteeing you she's Mrs. Kravitz. I'm guaranteeing you she is Mrs. Kravitz. She's a busybody. I'm guaranteeing.
You're making an assumption.
Yes.
Profiling.
Yes, that's what we do.
Do you feel profiling, but you feel profiling is good?
Yes. In this case, she's an asshole.
In this case.
She's an asshole. Because I'm not profiling her because of her color.
Already you're labeling her. She just made a comment, we believe, a comment in passing. Already you're labeling her as a right-wing nut.
No. I did not call her a right-wing nut. I did not. I called her an asshole. Now, if you want to lump them both in together, that's on you. I'm calling her an asshole. And a busybody. That's what I'm calling her.
So you're gonna pass judgment without knowing enough of the facts.
Yeah, that's what I do for a living, Joe. When we're on stage, we're constantly passing judgment. How do you think I do crowd work? You think I'm gonna fuck with the guy named Snake who's brandishing his weapon? No.
There's a difference between a quick reaction at table four.
Nope.
And then this situation.
Any of my chosen professions, whether it be comedy, when I was studying psychology, when I was in law school, where I was a paralegal and interned with a judge, all three of my jobs have required me to make quick judgments on people, which is why, and I was talking to Pip about this the other day, a week or two ago, Pip and I were talking, we were just shooting the shit, and when we're not doing this, I don't talk. I listen a lot. I do not necessarily engage with people. With my friends, I listen to them talk, and if they want advice, I offer it. So I am not one to go out there and just spout off my opinion. This is like the only place where I really talk politics. This and Facebook, don't really talk it too much with the family. Don't really talk it too much with my daughter. Here I have to, and it's fun, and I enjoy it. But I'm not going to do it to random strangers. There are people on my softball team that agree, like, have the same politics as me, and a lot that don't. It doesn't work if we're bullshitting about Biden or Trump or immigrants or guns. You know what? Let's talk about softball. Let's talk about the Mets. Let's talk about the Yankees. Let's talk about your kids. Let's talk about my kids. Why talk about controversial shit when there's no need to?
You know what I think? I think you need to pet the fucking dog.
I would have pet the dog. I would have pet the dog.
I really think, and based on the, and you know what, this is a situation that you have, you know, with your daughter, they're just petting the dog. You're passing judgment on this woman without knowing the facts. When you're in the club and you see the woman at table four and she does something, you're there. You're witnessing it. You're making your judgment on it, whether it's appropriate to call her out, whether it's funny to call her out, whatever. So you're saying, well, I'm making a split-second decision. You are, because you've got all the facts right in front of you.
Here's a good rule of thumb for anybody listening. When talking to minors that do not belong to you, do not give your opinion on controversial topics. Do not bring up controversial topics. It might be something that's important to them or their family or a way they're raised, and you don't want to interject yourself into that either positively or negatively. I don't sit there and whack and talk politics with my daughter's friends.
But it was a shame. He said, you don't have to wear a mask outside. She didn't say, yeah, how is yourself? Really? You see how Biden's fucking the country, girls? You know,
that might have been next. I don't know. Could have been next, Joe.
It would have changed her opinion. Yeah, Jesus Christ. She's only been off with the mud.
No, I would. Very, very happy. Very happy with Joe Biden.
That would have been hilarious. Hey, girls. Nice dog, right? See how Biden's fucking the country. It would have been like, what? What?
Like my dog on a leg. Just.
No, listen, not for nothing, but I am notorious amongst my friends for stopping to pet dogs, even if we're on a hurry to get someplace. I have to say hello to the dog.
Fine.
I ask the people on the other end of the leash, is it okay to say hello to your dog? I don't even say hello to the people. I'm like, is it okay to say hello to your dog? And they're usually like thrilled, like, oh, they'd love it. Or they say, no, he's not friendly. And I'm like, thanks for the heads up. And I keep going.
It's the move.
But then, one time I was, it was summertime, I was in Cape May, and there was a guy sitting on a bench, and my friends were shopping, and I was done shopping, so I saw the dog, of course I raced over, and I bent over to pet the dog, and I'm saying, oh, hello doggy, hi, you know, hello, hello, and it wasn't until afterwards I realized that bending over made me, like, show a lot more cleavage than I should have been.
You saw the dog and he saw the puppies. That's a win-win.
and he didn't say a word.
Milk bones.
I got a milk bone for you, honey.
Not a word out of him. Just saying that you can let somebody just pet your dog and dummy up.
Yeah, yes. You know what it is, Pip? You nailed that. You said very succinctly almost what I'm trying to say. People need to dummy up. That's all. Everybody, listen, get a podcast if you want to spout shit. Then you can say whatever you want. Become a politician. Then you can say whatever you want and there's no repercussions. Everybody else, unless you're talking to people that you're very close with and they want to hear your opinion, should dummy up. We'd all be a lot better if people would just dummy up. Joe, here, I'll make it easy.
I understand. Myself.
Joe, I'll make it easy for you. You think to yourself, what would Archie Bunker's advice be? He would say dummy up or stifle it. Very sound advice. I know you're a fan of Archie Bunker. It's sound advice. Everybody's a dingbat, and they need to stifle it. Everybody's a dingbat or a meathead. Assume that.
I saw that ad.
From what I'm being told, with the information I have been given, from what I'm hearing, and I believe this woman just made a passing comment. It doesn't sound like it was a soapbox comment. It was a passing comment.
Well, and I would say
it was in the moment of petting the dog.
I would say that the comment, that type of comment, is the same as akin to making the same comment. Oh, your parents let you out in that. It's just a comment.
No, but it's not. We don't. You know what? In that context, right there. Okay. Yeah, that's a problem. But you just demonstrated a tone of voice and a comment with a tone of voice. We don't know what tone of voice this woman had about how she said what she said. You don't know. Was it a passive comment, or did she say it like that?
Listen,
you
know? Listen. She's either
it. You're passing judgment without knowing that.
Because like I said, well, Joe, I think when if you had kids, you would understand that you're kind of protective on how people talk to your kids.
Right. How people talk.
That includes what they say, not always the tone.
But do you know how the woman said it to your kids?
That type of statement is meant to cause doubt in these two minors. That's what that statement is about. It is about causing doubt. Whether you agree with her or don't agree with her, these kids have made a decision.
It would be if she said it's foolish to wear a mask outside.
No. Say no. You see somebody doing something.
You're outside. You don't have to wear a mask.
You see somebody doing something.
Has enough brains and is a brilliant little girl who can make her own decision on that.
Right, and she did make her own decision on that.
Then we're done with it.
Joe, but you're missing the point. I can't believe this.
No, I'm not missing the
point. You are.
You're making judgment on not enough information.
Pip, what say you, and then we'll move on.
You hate to be wrong because it's your show and we have to sit and kiss the ring, but you're wrong on this.
Well, you should sit and kiss the ring. I don't even know if sitting. You sit too much. You should probably bow and kiss the ring. But Pip, Pip, am I wrong here?
Information to judge on it.
Pip, am I wrong? Should she have dummied up?
Well, no, here's the thing, is that she didn't say it, from what I'm hearing, and I wasn't there, but she didn't say it in a like, really negative way. But the thing that we all know, that just the topic of masks can be really incendiary. I just think that unless somebody is putting somebody else at risk, I think you should just not even talk about it at all, you know, like, because it's one of those things that gets people nuts.
Yes.
On either side. So
yes.
It's like, maybe don't bring that up. You know, like, let's talk about politics and religion, girls.
That's my point. That's my point. It's one of those topics that, why would you bring up? It's completely unnecessary to bring up in the scenario. Not that she couldn't bring it up, but that seems to be, if you know what it is, it's the extension of how people behave on social media in real life, where everybody just has to pontificate and give their opinion. Like yesterday, somebody was going at me because I said something. I was like, I was happy with what Biden did. He promoted these two generals that were going to be promoted in the last administration, but the leaders of the military didn't think Trump would, female generals, didn't think Trump would go for it, so they wanted to delay it, and Biden's getting this promotion. By all accounts, the military thought these women were qualified. And Biden also said that he's going to make sexual assault on women in the military and stopping it a top priority. Which I think, I don't think, to me, in my mind, that's not a right-left issue. That's a, hey, this is good for America issue. You know, women are half the population. We should not be sexually assaulting them when they're defending our nation, or any other time for that matter. And if women are qualified, they should certainly achieve anything that they deserve. So I just put, good day, this is a good day for America. I don't really think that's a particularly partisan, or I said getting better every day. I don't think that's a partisan thing at all. I was just happy that this was happening for our military and for women in general. So somebody comes at me, I guess there's this case coming before the Supreme Court where I think it's high school girls or girls, said something derogatory about like a team, like her school team. And like she didn't make the team or something, so she said something very derogatory about it. And she would not be able to argue, she would not be able to say that type of comment on school grounds without getting in trouble. But she made the comment off school grounds and I guess posted it to social media. So this is going all the way up to the Supreme Court, and Biden, I guess the Biden administration is taking the stance that even though it happened on off school property, it affects the school and how people perceive the team, which is how the school's position. That's the school's position. That affects the team. The parents' and the daughter's position is she has free speech. She wasn't on school property. So that's the comment. That's what's going before the Supreme Court. So then he posts my comment and puts this case. Well, he's arguing this Biden's against free speech. And then I read a little bit into the story, which I just explained to you. I go, there's a lot of nuance here. I understand both ways. I don't know. I go, it's going to be very, very interesting. It's like, oh, well, you must be a narc or something. You're against free speech. I'm like, no, I'm just not arguing this with passion. I see it from both sides. I said, you know, the way you look at the law is, first of all, you know the law, you know precedent, and you know the judges you're arguing in front of. That's how you figure out how a court's going to decide. So I really don't know how the court should decide. You know, I look forward to them deciding, and I look forward to the opinions and all that stuff. But, like, I'm such a narc. I don't even know what my point was. But I'm such a narc. I'm such a narc for just arguing that I'm interested to see what the Supreme Court's going to say. But here we go. Somebody just giving their opinion when it wasn't on a topic where it wasn't necessary. If you don't think it's a good day for women.
But you're bringing it back. You know, you're bringing it back. You read this guy's words, correct?
Yeah. It's on my Facebook page.
He was saying the words to you, so you understood without a doubt. One doubt, what?
Joe, I understand hearsay.
But it doesn't seem that you do. I mean, in this situation that you're given, it is unequivocal what the guy said.
Joe,
and the tone he said it. In the case of this woman with the dog, you don't know it unequivocally. And you're passing judgment.
Do you think these girls are going to make up that story?
No, they're not making it up, but it is how they're saying it.
There's no way to undermine a teenager's who you don't know's confidence where it is justified. There's just
But did you ask your daughter in what kind of tone did she say it in?
No, my daughter ignored her like she should, but...
But
Joe, I'm telling you, forget about... No, I'm telling you rules of society. That's what I'm telling you.
No. What you're telling me is your daughter did not tell you the tone that she said it in.
It doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. It is irrelevant.
If she just made a passing comment...
Right!
Then that's not a problem. If she said it in a condescending tone... She is undermining the judgment
because you see these two girls are wearing a mask. You see this is a decision that either they made or their parents or guardians have made for them, and you are offering a different viewpoint where it was not asked. That is bad neighbor. That's bad society. That's Kravitz shit. As Pip would say, dummy
no, that
up.
Can't be, that's carrying something way too far.
No, it's not.
It really is. It,
I'm telling you.
To get out.
No, but...
If you're going out, you really don't need to wear a mask.
You could say that to an adult. If I'm walking by and I pet her dog, and she says to me, you don't have to wear a mask. Okay, that's annoying. Whatever. That's fine. That's completely different. You don't say that to teenagers who you don't know. You don't say that to children who you don't know. You're undermining them. You might be undermining their parents. It's just bad form in anything. Like I said, the scenario. You go, I can't believe you went out. Oh, you went out in that. Even if you say it in a nice way. Your hair is blue. Even if you say that in a nice way, you're still inflicting doubt or taking down confidence. That's what it is with teenagers and teenage girls. They're not us. They're especially not you and I, who are, you know, we're almost adults now. But we've been through the wars. People say god awful stuff to us all the time. We have tough skin. We shake it off, or we sink our fangs into them. You don't treat teenagers or children that way.
If that was my kid and he came home and he said that, okay. Well, what kind of tone did she say it? oh, well, she, you know, she was just saying it in passing. All right, whatever. If she said it, you know, well, she was being condescending, then she could go to hell. You know, you pet the dog, you move on. You're ready to put her into this whole,
I'm not.
This whole thing that she's radical. I'm surprised you don't have her joining the freaking storm in the Capitol next week.
No, I have not said any of these things about her. I have just said it's bad form.
That's about 20 minutes.
No, she's not. I don't know if she's storming the Capitol. I don't know what she's doing. But
you lumped her in that group.
No, I did not. I said it's just bad form. I said it's bad form. You do not undermine children or other people's children. You don't do that. It's just bad form in society. But because she had this opinion, and I got to tell you, if the girls weren't wearing a mask, and you know, if we were one of those families, don't wear a mask, and she goes, you should be wearing a mask, I wouldn't like that either. Shut the fuck up. We made a decision. The girls have made a decision. It's not your place. That is the point. It is not your place. Regardless of what she said, it's not her place.
If it was,
you don't know enough. You don't know enough. You don't know enough of the facts.
Go on, Pip.
And you say you know about hearsay. I don't think you do.
Okay. Go on, Pip.
I was just going to say, I think that it. I mean, I'm hearing your point about and not being a parent. You know, I can't speak to it myself, but I hear the, you know, the part about being sensitive about somebody saying something to your kid, even in the most nondescript way. It's like, why are you telling my kid anything about what they should be doing?
Yes.
But the other thing is, I mean, it does take a village to raise a kid. And if a kid is doing something clearly wrong,
fine.
I think that, you know, adults do have the duty, you can't say, hey, you know, you're running in a china shop.
Listen, if you see kids throwing rocks at geese or ducks, hey, knock it off, right. You kids. Cut it out.
Yeah, that's wrong. Stop it.
They're engaging in bad behavior that is harmful to a living thing. Go on.
This was like a neutral thing that the person was saying, but I'm guilty of this. I open my mouth and I talk to people, and I have to learn a little bit of the stifle for myself. I think about that when I'm in public, because I used to be more busybody than I am now because I've learned. But I still every once in a while will say something and I'm like, you shouldn't have even brought that up. I'm the weirdo that talks to Joe in the store that he has to walk away from.
You know what nobody says, Pip? You know what nobody says? Hey, I wonder what that stranger thinks about masks. Nobody has ever said that. Nobody's ever said that. That's my point. I wonder what that stranger thinks about the dress I'm wearing. I wonder what that stranger thinks, unless you're trying to hook up with them. I wonder what that stranger thinks about these glasses I'm wearing or my hair. Nobody said that.
Although I have to say that I am a person that I will go up to a woman that I don't even know and go, that's a really pretty blouse.
That's fine. That you're not putting doubt in somebody.
No.
You're not.
But I wouldn't say it to a kid.
Right.
I mean, I will say to a kid, hey, cool shirt, you know.
Fine.
Or,
it's affirmative.
Your shoes.
You are engaging in affirmation. You are engaging in positive feedback. It's not neutral feedback. It's not negative feedback. Your comments are positive and can only be taken as positive. So,
right. It's not like you wore that shirt.
Yeah. Correct. And then Joe would say, "Well, how would they say it? Well, obviously
because
she did.
How was the tone up? Were they making a passing comment? If it was just a passing comment. They just make it a passing comment.
But here's the thing. Obviously, I wore that shirt. Obviously, I want to wear a mask outside. Some things are obvious. So there's no.
I made that choice.
Yes, you know the answer. You know the answer. You're just being passive aggressive. That's what you're doing.
They're just making a. Like I said, the woman made a. From what the information you're giving me, the woman made a comment while your daughter was petting the dog. It was a second later, and you're passing judgment because you don't know the tone of the voice or how she said it, and that, you're passing judgment on that. If they were walking down, and it's a scenario where they're both stopped at petting the dog, and she just made a comment. If they were walking down the street, the woman said that, yeah, mind your business. But they stopped, they had an interaction, and during the course of the interaction, she just made a small comment.
Yeah, but I don't think
it's not a big deal.
I don't think petting your dog, I don't think petting the dog you can make the leap to, hey, let me give my opinion on this. I don't think I think when you're petting the dog
in the moment to make small talk.
I've pet many a dog, Joe. My wife's pet many a dog. I've been with her. My kid has pet many dogs. I've never heard anybody talk about anything else in these scenarios. Honestly, I've never heard anybody.
Because wearing a mask is a topic.
No, but it's not. It's not. That's
yes, it is.
No, it's not.
What do you live in? What world do you live in?
It's not a topic for two strangers. But that's my point, Joe. That's my point. It's not a topic for polite conversation.
Sometimes you're so naive of the world, it's scary.
Here we go. Yes, I know, Joe. I know. The guy who travels all over the world and has friends from all over the world is naive. I understand.
You went over as a traveling clown.
No.
I did a couple of shows, okay?
No.
What I'm telling you is that...
Well, Joe, I look forward to the day where you can get an overseas gig as a traveling clown without me. I look forward to that day.
It's such a nothing thing, and you're getting so bent.
I'm not bent out of shape at all.
It was a passing comment.
I'm not bent out of shape at all.
Ridiculous. I know because nobody tells you no. I understand that.
Okay.
I get it.
Have you met my wife?
Tell you no.
Have you met my daughter?
You know right now.
Joe, please. Joe, please. You're ridiculous. You're embarrassing yourself. I'm not upset about it. And I'm not upset about this woman.
It's gone almost an hour.
No. No, my point is, why do people feel the need to comment on these people? People feel the need to give their opinions on everything to people that they do not need to give their opinion to. That is my point. I don't care what this woman did, but why would you? That is the point. There's no, like I was saying before you interrupted me, I've seen many people pet dogs. I've pet many a dog, many a cat, you know, that you don't know. It is always about the dog. It's always about the cat. That is as far as the conversation. Does he like this? What's his name?
Right.
How old is he?
Was this when people were wearing masks?
It's when we were at war. It's when we had rape and racism and we had philandering politicians. It had everything to do.
Let me get this straight. In a war zone, during a racist demonstration, you decided to pet a dog.
No!
That's not what he's saying. There's always going to be topics. No, there's always going to be topics in the world that are, things that you wouldn't normally bring up with people when you're having a very simple conversation about the dog.
If you're in the middle of a war zone under attack and you're petting the dog, duck! We got to, or if you're at a Black Lives Matter rally and there's a dog and you're petting the dog, you might make a comment because it's a current event that's going on during the situation.
Why are you looking, as an adult, why are you looking to talk about current events with teenage girls? What is wrong with you? These are kids. This isn't me or you walking down the street and we're wearing a mask and we're adults and we want to talk about current events. These are kids! Why would you talk about current events with kids? There's no need. That is the point.
Like I said, it's not like the woman while the kids were petting the dog. Oh boy, you see how Biden's fucking the country lately.
But you can't explain. You can't explain to me
a comment in passing.
But why?
Like I said,
why?
Without knowing the tone of the voice or how she said it. We don't know.
Do you talk to strange teenagers and wax poetic about Trump or whatever political things you're passionate about or anything passionate? When you see kids, when they're petting a dog, do you start talking about keyboards? No, you're talking about the dog. It's all about the dog.
You want to know something? If one of them had an instrument case or one of them had...
Okay, well, fine.
Because it's something that's, it's something that's in the situation.
No, but Joe, if a dog had an instrument case... That's very rare. Now I want to find out when the dog learned to play the instrument. Everybody's walking around with masks. This is not a rare occurrence. You know what? Like if this was February of last year. And I talked about it before we all got locked down when I saw the kids in the mall. I was guilty of it. Not that I walked up to them, because I'm a fucking adult with common sense, but I talked about it on this show. So if this was last February, before we got the mask mandate, and she's like, well, why are you wearing masks? Okay, that makes sense. People aren't wearing masks. Everybody's wearing masks now. She's clearly trying to make some type of point. That's what she's doing. And again, why would you do that with teenagers? Why would you do that with teenagers you don't know?
I think she was just stating an opinion. I don't think
right! Yes!
Don't know.
Thank you. Yes.
I wear a mask. You know, that's her opinion.
Yes. Thank you. That's my point. Why? Why do you need to state your opinion?
While we were interacting with the dog, she was probably making small talk.
That's not small talk!
And we don't know in the tone that she said it.
But
what
type of sick person gets from petting the dog to small talk about controversial things?
Now she's a sick person?
I'm asking you a question! Because you said she wanted to state the opinion. Why? How do you make that leap? What fully functioning adult
outside.
Makes that leap?
It's outside. People usually don't wear masks outside.
Yes, they do.
Petting the dog and said, oh, you're outside. You don't have to wear a mask.
Yes, they do. Joe, I guarantee you, if you come to my town, you will see a lot of people walking around wearing masks. You'll also see a lot of people not wearing masks outside. You will see
people wearing masks in the car alone.
Yeah, okay. Now, fine. Now if my daughter pulled up, wearing a mask, and she was by herself in the car, and hey, pulled over. Hey, can I pet your dog? Okay, yeah, but why were you wearing your mask in the car? Okay, that's a little unusual. I still wouldn't ask it, but it's certainly...
I see it all the time. It's so weird.
Yeah, it is a little weird. It still strikes me as weird. Again, I wouldn't ask it, but I could...
Wearing a mask in a car?
No, by yourself.
By yourself.
By yourself.
Oh, you know what? I do, you know what? It depends on the situation. I go to Stop and Shop, and about a half mile away is the dollar store. And I do my grocery. I go to the dollar store. I go to Stop. So I get in the car. You know, I get out of the. I go to the dollar store. I have my mask on from the dollar store. I'm going to be in Stop and Shop in about 3 minutes. I keep the mask on. But you don't know.
I know.
I don't mask up in the drive-through window of Dunkin' Donuts until I mask up between ordering and going to pay. Because I don't want to have to wear it.
But again, we are talking
it's
about...
It's funny to me.
Those examples are a little bit more unusual. And again, if we're talking about the dog, I still wouldn't ask. Even if I was curious. That's the point. She has an opinion. Exactly, Joe. Why does she feel the need to share her opinion with two teenage girls?
In the interaction, she was making small talk. She didn't stop them. They came up to her. And like I said, but we don't know the tone that she said it. We don't know exactly, you know, we had exactly what we said. So we're passing the whole judgment on that.
I got to tell you, teenagers don't want fucking strange people's opinions. They don't even want the opinions of people they love. So I don't know.
They don't want to hear direction from their parents.
Yeah.
They certainly don't want to hear from people in the street.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait a second.
Not for nothing. My daughter and her friend are very nice girls. If these were different teenagers, she might have gotten mugged. There's a good chance she would have gotten mugged by yapping about that shit if she caught them on a wrong day. These are very nice, sweet girls. So, but again, most adults, though, like stray dogs, don't go up to stray teenagers. Like, you don't stick your hand in a stray dog's mouth. You don't start giving opinions to strange teenagers that you don't know. It's usually not going to end well. Why would you do that? You know you don't pull a cat by the tail if you don't know. You know you don't give teenagers opinions. They don't want it because you're old and fucking stupid in their mind. Why? Why? Why?
She could have gotten a Category 5 eye roll, and you know how much those hurt.
Or she could, honestly, let's be honest with teenagers, and we were teenagers. She really could have gotten, shut the fuck up. Really. She could have gotten that. These are nice. And you would have to say, you know, as a parent, you go, well, that was kind of rude of you, but I get where you're coming from.
Cammy's question is, did the dog have a mask on?
The dog, he was very disturbed. The dog had a bandana around its chest. Very disturbing. Here this dog is coming in with strangers, not wearing a mask. Very inconsiderate of this dog. But not for nothing, we've learned the bandanas aren't even the best mask, but that's what this dog had.
Bandana on a dog anyway.
To look cool. I don't know, Joe. Why did men in the 70s wear kerchiefs? Who the fuck knows? It just happened.
What did you say, Joe?
train.
Sure.
Put everything into the doggy bag so nobody gets hit.
You remember the old Chuck Wagon commercials? You know, you got the old Chuck Wagon gravy. They got the little gravy train coming with the horse.
I love the Chuck Wagon.
Yeah, of course. Well, the dog's gonna hold it up.
Yeah.
here's my word of advice to everybody listening: if you come across teenagers you don't know, I promise you, 110%, they don't want your fucking opinion on anything. They really don't. Keep it. Most adults don't want your opinion, to be honest. Your family, a lot of the time, doesn't want your opinion. Let's just be honest about that. Most people don't give a shit about what we think. But I guarantee you, 100% of the time, teenagers that you do not know do not want your fucking opinion on anything. There's not one topic that they want a stranger giving them an unsolicited opinion. Not one fucking topic. Where her parents, I have very good opinions. She don't even want our opinion. And that's fine. I get it. I'm old and a loser. I embraced it. But she has to put up with me because there's a mortgage to pay and we feed her. But think about the mindset. Think about the mindset of somebody to think that teenagers that they don't know want their opinion on anything. Think about that. What? Yeah, again, Joe, I'm judging.
You're giving this a lot more.
Well, we fleshed it out. We did an hour on it.
Premeditated.
It's the job.
Message she was giving.
Well, I don't know, Joe. Just comment. Nobody walks up to strange teenagers. You walk on the other side of the street with fucking teenagers. They're scary. You certainly don't want to engage in chit-chat. Wow, I'm engaging in teenagers I don't know, and they're petting my dog. This is going way better than it had any right to go. Let's keep this going about the dog.
The teenagers walked up to them?
Yes, to pet the dog, not to ask their opinion on anything. Anything. That's just it. Yeah, I get, you haven't been around teenagers. I know you're not hanging out with Anthony as much now, which explains it. But teenagers.
Oh, shit.
He's got to give me that one. Teenagers. They don't want your
opinion. He'd laugh too.
Well, yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Funny's fun.
Good.
Teenagers. They don't want your opinion. Don't give your opinion on anything to a teenager. As a parent, I dread when I have to give my opinion. Why? Because it's wrong. Even if it's right, it's wrong. Unless it was asked for. I mean, this is not some secret. Most fully functioning human beings in society know this. Teenagers, especially teenage girls, are in no mood for your shit.
Lisa says you would have to pet the dog if it had a mask with Fragile Sky on it.
By the way, we're selling keychains, $5 each.
Okay. They were out of beer cozies. they were out of beer cozies, Joe. What? Okay, whatever.
Michael,
merch spot.
Whatever. Okay. Listen, that, like I said, that's the point. No, nobody wants your fucking opinion, least of all teenagers that aren't yours. They just don't.
I avoid teenagers most of the time.
Yes, because you're wise.
Back in the day, when I was an English teacher of teenagers, I don't know what I was thinking, but I was very aware that, I mean, especially being their teacher, I was very aware that I was a point of ridicule. But I still carry that with me, that little pain in my heart when I'm out in public and I see a bunch of teenagers, girls or boys, it's like, oh, God, I can't. So I just avoid them.
Because anybody who's been around teenagers or been in society, anybody who's a functioning human being who's allowed out of the trap of their house knows this. Teenagers are stranger danger.
Look, believe me, I know people with teenage girls, and the look of disdain and disgust at being on that they give you for even having the gall to be on the planet.
Yes! Now you understand! Now you understand! So knowing all that... Why?
Oh, That whole breathing in and out thing that olds do is so annoying, eye roll.
Well, it is.
It takes them until they're 20 to 26 when they're paying rent.
Yes.
With their second job going, you know what, maybe they were right.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. My friend Lenore, I watched her raise her kids, and she used to go through all this stuff with her kids and her daughter and stuff like that. And I go, listen to me. I go, when you become a grandmother, that is your chance meddle in their lives. And so when her son had her first, and her daughter just had a baby boy, and her son had the first grandson.
Muzzle tov.
All right. I didn't know we were going to be. I go, we've been friends a long time, and we discussed the plan. Move in. And act the plan.
Yes. Yes.
The position is yours.
So yes, Joe, you've just stated that even you, who has never had your own kids, knows teenagers do not want to hear from you. That's my point.
You remember when we did the Comedy Castle waltz room and stuff like that when it was at that place?
Yeah.
And you would walk in to get to the showroom and the looks of like disdain and disgust. And that was just from the audience at the show. But the teenage kids.
Yes! see, it's funny, Pip. You know, Joe said, oh, he always has to be right. But now he understands. I'm absolutely right. There is no reason to give an opinion to teenagers about anything.
Like I said, it's a two-part thing here. The first part is, did the woman make a comment in passing? And I'm just saying, yes, she did. The other part of the argument is, our teenage girls look at everybody else that's not them with disdain and utter disgust.
Vicious!
Yes, and every fully functioning adult, knows this fact. You, whose only contact with teenage girls are compound parties, knows this to be a fact. Pip, who was a teenage girl and taught teenagers, knows this to be a fact. Me, who is raising a teenage girl and has her teenage friends, who are the sweetest kids, they're great kids, knows this as a fact. Any walk of life, you know, as an old, which if you're not a teen, you are in their eyes,
right.
knows teens, especially teenage girls, do not want your fucking opinion. So what type of dysfunctioning human being are you? Where you go? Well, here's the time to give an opinion. No. Be happy they're not mugging you and they're petting your dog. You dumb twat. You.
She just made a passing comment. If she doesn't realize that she is walking in the valley of death at the moment,
that's my point, Joe. I am all for Darwinism. She needs to be eaten. She needs to die in the valley of death. You say, now I'm taking it too far, but you've drawn me to that conclusion. If she doesn't know, you don't give an opinion to teenage girls. Quite honestly, do we need you on this planet? Nay, nay, I say. Nay, nay.
The teenage girls would agree. I wouldn't agree. The teenage girls, highly so. We don't need her or anybody else except other teenage girls.
Well, no, teenage boys. So they like teenage boys.
No. They don't know, like, all the teenage girls either. Obviously, you have never seen Mean Girls.
Yeah, that's
I lived
true.
It. Holy crap.
I mean, listen.
Teenage girls are a force to be reckoned with. They are the meanest substance on the planet when they want to be.
Here's what people need to recognize, and I have already said it in this segment. Then we're going to take a break.
Well, I got a story after this.
Save it for next week. Can you save it for next week?
All right.
Write it down, because next week we might not get an hour out of fucking petting the dog, so we might. next week,
I was on the Wildflowers last week.
I think we're getting the story anyway.
Yeah, with Mandy Jones and Brian Scalise, and we were talking, and we were going to discuss wildlife. So we were talking about this, that, and the other thing. And this show is an hour, and I'm like, I go, wow, we went through that pretty quick. And I was telling about our show, and I go, you know, I was really talking a lot about our show and plugging our show and what we do with the scammers
good
and
man.
Stuff like that.
Good man.
And I go, wow, I go, we do 3+ hours. You know, and sometimes we have our segment that we do that we're just chatting, and I go, the segment is supposed to be an hour. Sometimes we've done an hour and a half, and the damn show goes to 10:30. Yeah.
We just did an hour.
That's my prime example.
We just did an hour on petting a fucking dog. I defy any other show to do that.
All over the place.
If you can, and that's a testament of how long we've been doing this show. We've been doing this for 10 years. Where some people, you watch some podcast, they're struggling, they're trying to do this, they're trying to do this. You bring a pet and a dog, and the fangs are out. Not the dog. The dog
no, it's a good dog. Good boy.
And
good girl.
We've literally gone an hour and five over the damn dog.
Sure. So in close.
True.
So Joe, make a note for yourself next week to
I'll
share.
I'll make it next week because we've got a
yes.
Load.
So make a note to share that story for next week. Make a note to yourself because I had other stuff I wanted to get to too, but we're not going to do it, which is fine.
No, we got a lot of stories.
My point is, unless it's your job to give an opinion or it's people that you know value your opinion and you have those people in your life, and it will serve you well to know who those people are and when they want your opinion, because even if they value your opinion, they don't always want your opinion. unless you are in that scenario for everybody, whether in counting teenagers or Joe or me or any or people in your life or the mailman, shut the fuck up. Keep it to yourself. Do a podcast for yourself. Put it on YouTube or write it and then delete it. Because you know why? Nobody fucking cares. That's the reality. Nobody fucking cares. And who are you to assume that we give a shit what you think? Really, it's quite presumptuous. It is really quite an imposition that you would think everybody gives a shit what you think about anything. Unless you know this person. And you know, like my friend was, we were talking about the Yankees today. We both have an interest in the Yankees. So our opinions on the Yankees are valid. I'm not going to go to ShopRite and checking out and go, hey, what do you think about the Yankees this year? Shut the fuck up, ring it up, hope they don't have to call management, and you know, let's pack it up and get the fuck out of there. There's a time and a place, people. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
That's the only thing I had. The only time I made a comment about like a sports thing while I was online was last year when there was a guy online carrying all this stuff out of the store, and he didn't have a bag, but he's carrying all this stuff. He's wearing a Jets shirt and a Jets hat, and I go, that's the only time I've ever seen something with the Jets able to carry anything.
Funny. But you know what, Joe? You live this example with me when we were on the road. The guy who may have had to make a comment about my Devil's coat. Again, giving an opinion. Remember when we were in Michigan?
Yeah.
You know what would have served that guy better? Shutting the fuck up. That would have served the guy better. Clearly.
No, not for the laugh we got. I will tell the story again. We're working in Michigan and we're at this buffet. I hear what's going on. I don't see what's going on. So all I hear is this guy, and I know Davin's wearing his Devil's jacket. So all I hear is this guy go to Davin, oh, what? The Devils, huh? And Davin looks at him. I hear Davin go, "What? You don't like championships?" I spilled the damn coffee all over the table. Oh, yeah.
That's when they were good, and I could say that. But again, Joe. This guy could have saved himself that embarrassment if he would have shut the fuck up. And I'm an adult. Obviously, I like the Devils. I'm wearing the fucking coat. I'm not an African nation wearing a championship that they lost shirt. You know, it's not like Stanley Cup 2009 when they fucking lost and I'm wearing the Devils champ shirt and I'm a small boy in an African nation. Clearly, I like the fucking team. We don't need your comment. Get your fucking eggs and sausage and keep it moving, stupid.
Yes.
An hour on that.
Hey, we should play it when things get better. We should play that room just for the laughs again.
No.
No, I'm not going back. Gary says.
No, I have no interest.
Dave Landau says it's gotten better.
As compared to.
Anything else on the road?
Listen. No, thank you. I mean, and I'm never ruling anything out, but it's not on my must go back list. Yeah. So. All right. On the break, we got new music from Harlow Lake with Belle and Jewel, And we have new music from Naxwell DJ Combo featuring Experience with A Never Ending Dream. And you can learn about Naxwell DJ Combo and X Experience on khb-music.de. And you can learn about Harlow Lake on deucemusic.com. I'm going to take a break, and then we're going to unveil our new bit. And if you thought there was anger and nonsense in the first fucking segment, strap in, kids. We got more.